Bozo's Circus is on the air. With Bozo, the world's greatest clown. Oliver O'Oliver. Sandy the Tramp. Bob Smith. Bob Trender and his Big Top Band. Master Ned, that's me. And a cast of thousands.
Welcome, everyone, to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. This is episode 57, season 3, and we are still celebrating the 60th anniversary of Bozo Circus on WGN TV Channel 9. Today's date is September 7th, 2021. I'm your host, Pete Costanis, and the anniversary is coming up this Saturday on September 11th. And today we're still continuing to talk about the show, Bozo Circus. And we'll go into that in a second, but right now we go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Light Bright from Hasbro Toys. And here's a commercial from the 1970s. Enjoy.
Light Bright, making things look light. Making things look light bright.
Light Bright. The toy that lets you create beautiful pictures with light.
Light Bright, making things with light.
Work with colorful pegs that glow with light, light bulb not included. Make people, animals, things, and with refills, Bugs Bunny or Bozo the Clown.
Light Bright, making things with light.
You can make lots of pretty pictures with Light Bright from Hasbro.
Ah yes, the magnificent Trolley Sour Bright Crawler, also known as Trollicus Brightolus. The worm's captivating neon colour makes it an easy, gummy prey.
Trolley!
It's a surprisingly sour, invitingly chewy, staggeringly snackable species unlike anything else found on this planet.
Eat me!
Delicious. Visit Trolley.com to shop now.
Trolley, eat me!
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Okay, I'm back. I'm glad you enjoyed that commercial for Light Bright. I used to have this game when growing up in the early 70s. It was a lot of fun. And I don't know, for me, I got a little bored about it because I tried to do my best. And remember in the commercial said light bulb not included. So I had when I got the game, when my mother bought it for me, we had to find a light bulb and not too bright. One time she didn't read the watts and it was too bright. So you got to be careful for that. Anyway, thank you for joining me. And this is part 3 of the 60th anniversary of Bozo Circus on WGN TV Channel 9. Right now, we're going to talk about the show in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, probably till the end. You know, so we'll have time for that. Maybe on Saturday's show, that will be the final of Bozo Circus. We'll talk about any other memories I could think of, and plus a special section of the show that I will reveal at the end of this program. Okay, here we go. Right now, Bozo Circus, it was going fine, you know, all through the 60s and 70s, but there were changes coming up. And, for example, I remember on the last episode, Ray Rayner left the show in 1971. But he didn't leave Chicago. He was continuing hosting Ray Rayner and his friends in the morning. And he was doing that until 1981, I believe, and then he retired. And during that time, he performed live theater. I found he performed the play at the Candlelight Playhouse that was located on Archer and Harlem in Summit, Illinois. And he did some late theater. I don't know if he did any television. I don't think so. And I remember he hosted a lottery, the Illinois Lottery game. So I'll discuss about Ray Rayner's career in another time. You know, get to more depth. And then, so when Ray Rayner left the show, I mean, he came back when Ringmaster Ned was on vacation. And so he hosted, or maybe Bozo took over his duties as a, you know, organizing the grand prize game and, you know, introducing the audience or the cartoons. Maybe both of them did. I don't remember. And then when Ray Rayner left and Marshall Burdine came on board as Wizzle the Wizard, he came periodically, but he came more frequently as time went on, and which is great. And when, so Ray Rayner left, his cousin, Elrod T. Potter, And then he took over for a while. He was Oliver's cousin, played by Pat Tobin. There is a picture somewhere of him, so I'm going to post it maybe on my video or on my Facebook, on my social media accounts. And then there was John Thompson. He was a magician. He knew Roy Brown and Marshall Brodeen. I mentioned those in the previous episode, but I can't find any pictures of them. Nothing. So I'll keep looking. I'll keep digging. And hopefully I'll find something. And let's see, what else? Then Bob, in 1975, Bob Trendler retired. And his Big Top Band was reduced to a three-piece band led by Tom Fitzsimmons. So that was a shock. I remember that. And then in 1976, Ned Locke, Remaster Ned, retired from television, and then he was replaced by Fraser Thomas. You know, and he hosted Family Classics and Garfield Goose, and then Garfield Goose went off the air. I think they were on simultaneously for a while, and then Fraser Thomas and the puppets moved to Bozo Circus. Then they were on for a little while, and then and when Ned Locke retired, Fraser Thomas was appointed. He was the prime minister, as you know, from Garfield Goose, and he's now the circus manager. And then in 1978, WGN became a national superstation on cable. You know, cable was starting. You know, it was around in the 70s, but not everyone had it. It was sporadically all over the country. And then it turned into WGN America. That channel's still around, but it's changed. Their format changed so much. You don't recognize it, like most cable channels. And then they, in 1979, they added a video game by phone. It's called TV POW. There is a clip of that on YouTube. If you search it, it's right there. And I remember briefly about that. I really do. I do remember that. Okay, next we go into the 80s. And in the 80s, the Chicago public schools, they stopped allowing kids to go home for lunch. You know, maybe it was maybe safety issues or budget cuts or what, I don't know. That's weird because, and then at the same time, then that was really weird when he announced that he was going to retire. And then the show stopped issuing tickets, you know, for the audience to, you know, to come to the show. And the wait was eight years long. So they stopped doing that. And then they pushed it back to 10 years. So I don't know if they continue doing that, but it was the demand is overwhelming. So I can understand that. Then on August 11th, 1980, Bozo Circus was renamed The Bozo Show, and they moved to 8 o'clock, and right after Ray Rayner. And then The Bozo Show replaced Ray Rayner and his friends at 7 o'clock, and then the program expanded from 1 hour to 90 minutes. And then Cuddly Dudley was added to the to the show. And because he was not on Ray Rayner anymore, and he was there for quite a while, you know. So there's a photo of that that I posted the other day with Cuddly Dudley, Frasier Thomas, Cookie the Clown, and Bozo. That's a cool photo. I like that. And then they added more cartoons. I remember one other cartoon. I just remember they added the Batman TV cartoon that was premiered in 1968. I remember watching that in the 70s. And Superman, they did that. I think it was on also at Ray Rayner. They did that as well. And then they hired someone named Pat Hurley. He joined the cast, and he did participate in the sketches, not too often, but he was interviewing kids in the studio office, which was nice, like that. And I didn't see the show much in the 80s, so because I was going to school. I was in high school, then after that I went to college. I did catch it in the morning from time to time, you know, but when most of the time, if Bozo came on, he was still the same. He still made me laugh. I loved that. And then the biggest change that happened was in 1984 that Bob Bell announced he retired. And that was a big shock to everybody. A lot of people were sad. I'm sure people from the show were, but I guess he was tired. You know, it was time to move on because he's done it so many times. And so they had to do a search for his replacement. They weren't going to cancel the show because it was too popular, you know, and then it was nationally syndicated, you know, by cable. So they saw that. So they did that. And then they found an actor named Joey Daria. I think that's how you pronounce it. Daria, like that. And I've watched him a few times as Bozo. He was different. You know, he was he had a different voice, different mannerisms, but he's still mischievous, sneaky. You know, he was still the same Bozo, but he had a different personality, you know. But people like me and older at that generation, we didn't accept them, but I did, you know. But I prefer Bob Bell, and so do a lot of people. But in that generation at the time, in the 80s and 90s, and all the way till the end, he was known as Bozo when kids were growing up at that time, you know, and they don't remember Bob Bell like we do. And then, so Joey Daria got hired to play Bozo, and Frasier Thomas was still on the show. And then in 1985, he died unexpectedly. You know, I think he had a brain aneurysm, and I think he died at WGN. I heard he wasn't feeling well, and then he just collapsed, and then they took him to the hospital, and then he passed away. So then they hired, then Pat Hurley filled in for about a few shows, and then he did that for a while, but there was no, I think they didn't have a ringmaster or like a host. They didn't have, so it was just Bozo or Cookie or Wizzo or anybody. And then, so Pat Hurley was dropped in 1987, and the show returned to the 60-minute slot. It was an hour and a half. Now it's back to an hour. And then in 1987, they had a synthesizer, and it was played by Professor Andy. The actor's name is Andy Mitran. And believe it or not, he's on Facebook. I found him. So he's a... I've seen him on the show. He's pretty good. He was a pretty good guy, very talented, like that. And then, so that went on through the end of the 80s, and then now we go into the 90s. And Roy Brown, who played Cookie the Cook, was getting very sick. You know, he was getting old, and he was not on the show most of the time, like about 91, 92. And then when he took time off, Don Sandberg, who played Sandy the Tramp, filled in for Cookie for a while. And then, believe it or not, I remembered this on the news, that Adrian Zemed, who played T.J. Hooker, and he's from Chicago, he filled in as a clown, you know, because he loved watching the show. And I remember watching him. He was pretty good. He was, and he, believe it or not, he was a contestant in the grand prize game. Oh, I wish I'd seen that, you know. And then they added more people. And next they end, they added another character. His name was Spiffy. His name, his real name was Spiffy Q Farquaad. He was played by actor Michael Immel, or Immel. And then Roy Brown, Cookie, returned January 1992, but he was only there for part-time. So he wasn't there every episode, but he still was sick. And then the following year, in 1983, he took another leave of absence. So, and then, you know, Wizzle was still on, but not as much because he was getting older. And then him and Marshall Bourdin and Roy Brown retired until 1994. And so that year, WGN decided, and they placed the Bozo Show early Sunday morning. It was on every day, not early in the morning. And then because the morning news started, WGN. So now, like right now, there's news practically all day, every day. And they added more people. Michael Immel, who plays Spiffy, he was replaced by Rusty the Handyman, played by Robin Urich. And there were two, and they added two clowns that were female for the first time. One was Michelle Gregory as Tunia, I think Tunia the Petunia, and there was Kathy Schenkelberg as Pepper. And then they were there for about a couple years. And then in 1996, Pepper was dropped. And then they changed it in 1997 and it became become educational. Like Bozo would read stories to kids. They wouldn't participate in like burlesque acts, you know, funny stuff. They didn't do that. That was bizarre. You know, that's what made it fun. I mean, it's nice that they read the stories or to children, but, you know, parents do that at home like that. But that was like a government mandate for that from the SEC. And then in 1998, Michelle Gregory, who played Tunia the Petunia, she left. And there were more budget cuts and everything changed. You know, the show changed drastically. Like it was almost recognizable. I never seen the show at the end. I was curious to see, but that didn't happen. Okay. And then in the 2000s, in 2001, they decided that the Bozo Super Sunday Show would be canceled. And that was there was like a new management. I found the guy who did it. I forgot his name, but I looked him up on LinkedIn. So he's a professor at DePaul. So I looked at him. So he was the guy, you know, that twisted the knife on it. How you say you put the knife in the show and killed it, like that. Just like the guy who I remember the man that. That Marshall Fields, that was about 15 years ago that Marshall Fields changed to Macy's, and they had that guy interviewed on the news, and he didn't care about Marshall Fields, you know, he just turned to Macy's. But you know what? That didn't work. People still hate that store. They want Marshall Fields back, and there are people protesting. They want the name back. I wish him luck. I hope so. You know, that would make everyone happy. Anyway, getting back to the Bozo Show. They taped the final episode. It's a 90-minute primetime special called Bozo 40 Years of Fun. It was taped on June 12th, 2001 and aired on July 14th. I remember watching this show. I loved the show. And they brought a lot of people back. They brought, the cast was Joey Daria as Bozo, Robin Urich as Rusty, Andy Mitron as Professor Andy, and Wizzle came back, which was great. And also, and Don Sandberg of Sandy as Sandy the Tramp. He came back. Roy Braun did not come back. I think he died that year. I got to find that out in a second. And then also who performed on the last show was Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins. And you know, believe it or not, there was Bob Bell's family. They were there. Probably his wife, his children. They were there. And then the costumes and the props were donated to the Museum Broadcast Communications, you know, in downtown. So if you go visit the museum, they're on display. And then that was it. So Bozo went off the air. No more. So he's been gone for 20 years. And then in 2005, they started doing a, they did a 2-hour retrospective special called Bozo, Gar, and Ray, WGN TV Classics. It has been on the air every year around Christmas time. And some people complain they've seen it so many times, but, you know, I've watched it and I still love it. At least we have something, you know. We have something in that. And so Joey DiAria, you know, he didn't continue as Bozo as much. He didn't appear. So he went back to live theater. And he's, last I heard, he moved to California and does theater. So, which is fine like that. Anyway, so, you know, it's a shame because everyone misses the show. And that's why I'm doing this podcast, you know, because for the 60th anniversary, you know, just to reminisce and people remembered how wonderful that show was. You know, it was an escapism. You know, and it was great doing that. Anyway, let's see what else. Here's about Roy Braun. Let's see when he passed away. Yeah, he passed away January 22nd, 2001. So he died before the show was canceled. So that's the reason why he wasn't there, you know, which I forgot about that. Okay. Let's see what else. I'll talk about a couple more things. So this Saturday, it'll be the last part of me discussing the 60th anniversary of Bozo Circus. So I'll talk about briefly about some more memories, maybe what I remembered, or even like paraphernalia or like toy items. I'll discuss that, or maybe the cartoon. You know, they was shown during the show. And also I will talk about another show that debuted on that day. And that was Dick Tracy, the cartoon series. How about that? You know, and that was hosted by Ray Rayner. So let me pull it up. Just a moment. And let's see. So, yeah, so it was a... Yeah, so it was a cartoon series, and it featured Dick Tracy and all kinds of characters. I'll go into more depth of that, you know, because it was a very interesting show at the time, and it was hosted by Ray Rayner, and it should be a lot of fun. So, you know, it'll be two shows on the celebrating the 60th anniversary of that day on September 11th. Okay, that'll be all for today. I hope you enjoyed my show. Forgive me for rambling too much, but I did my best. And right now I'm going to say goodbye, and I hope everyone have a wonderful day. And here is Bozo leading the Grand March. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
And of course, we thank you very much for letting us be with you. We hope that it was an enjoyable hour for you. It was for us, it always is. And now, if you will, stand up, please, and join us in our grand march.